How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. So recently I started playing Counter-Strike Global Offensive again, CSGO. And in CSGO and Overwatch and a lot of other games, I'm a big fan of cosmetics. You can get everything from in CSGO from gloves to background music to shiny flashy things, the whole nine yards. I picked up a new cosmetic today. Some of them you have to purchase, some of them you can unlock. And went into a game and was aggressively bad. It was bad, like bottom 25% of my team bad in a casual game. It wasn't good. See, the thing with cosmetics is they don't make you a better player. There is nothing about skins and those kinds of things, backgrounds, whatever, that changes your abilities in playing the game or gives you any kind of mechanical or technical advantage. It's just not how they operate, nor should they. In Matthew chapter 7, 15 through 20, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them." The word Christian gets used a lot, and I apologize if I offend anyone in the next minute or two. It is very easy to say you are a Christian and to do good things, or at least try to, but they don't necessarily go together. You can be a Christian and not do good, you can do good and not be a Christian, but the thing that worries me, and I'll say this as something that worries me because of my own actions at times even, when I used to curse constantly and people who knew who I really was, they weren't seeing God. It doesn't matter how much you dress me up like a Christian and I say and do all the right things, if in the end of it the fruit you see isn't of God, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many CSGO skins I buy, how shiny the knife is, or what background music plays when I clutch up that round. It wouldn't play that often anyway, but that's fine, that's beside the point. It doesn't change my ability. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how cool everything looks if I still go 0-12 and my team loses. They will know you by your fruits. I'm not normally the one who's like even remotely negative in these things. It's not really my style. But a lot of time I don't like what I see out of myself at minimum. And I want that to change. I think about it now, and I didn't even mean to say that, but it needs to change. That's the reality of it. People need to see God in me. All the time. Every day. No matter what I'm doing. That fruit should be God. Should show them our Savior and our Master, our Creator. The one who loves us more than it is possible to love. Again, I'm not going to call anyone out directly. There's no point. But try and be cognizant of those moments. The moments you have each and every day for others to see God in you. They shouldn't just look at you and see something flashy or pretty or well put together. They should look at you and they should know you by your fruit. That will not always be easy, but that will always be God. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast. And hey, come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad or in the Nerd of Godcast small groups on Discord. Information at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.